7, consider approval of request from Phil Lawson for water service outside city limits for property located at 2006-2 Connie Road. Mr. Myers.
Mayor, Council, this item is again a request for water to serve a property that's located outside city limits. It's out on East Green Street. As the mayor indicated, the address is 2006-2 Connie Road. The property owner, Phil Lawson with Asset Tech Services, appeared before the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners at their meeting held last month, presented his request, and after hearing his request, the board recommended approval, contingent upon all the applicable policies that govern this type of request. And with that, we present it to the board tonight for your consideration. Council, rather.
Question for Mr. Myers?
Big enough to support it?
There's enough water capacity out there to support this particular property, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. While we have you in front of us, a lot of my constituents, and I hope it's okay to ask the question, have asked, why are the water bills, I know you don't have anything to do with this part of it,
right,
why are the water bills going to Los Angeles, California?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Someone else may be able to answer that question, but yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
Somebody here.
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council, I'd like to have Ms. Austin step up to give us a brief explanation of this. I also sent an email to all the Council today regarding this, part of a four-phase project that was started several years ago, and Ms. Austin can give a little more detail.
There's a lot of people that have questions
sure.
about it. That's what I'm trying to ask.
Thank you again for allowing me to come to speak to you tonight. So we have a, years ago, I'm just going to estimate because it was before I started with the city, the city began working on a plan with Wells Fargo to have, I guess, more present-day type banking services offered to the city. There were several of them. Four was the online bill pay. Two was a service called Positive Pay, which protects the city against fraud and theft of its checks. The third is the, it's called Lockbox, and that's what you're talking about. So moving forward, anybody that mails a payment into the city, these payments will go to the city's Lockbox, where Wells Fargo takes the payments out, and they process them electronically with a barcode. And this, therefore, eliminates the need for city staff to manually process these payments as we're doing now. It's a good service. It's a step in the right direction. It saves the city staff time where they can focus more on customer service or other type utility and billing analysis. It's very, very common practice across all industries currently that process lots of payments monthly. It seems like it's maybe far away to some people, but what people don't realize also is that if you put a letter in the mail here in Carlsbad, it doesn't go from our post office to us. It goes to Austin and all these other different places. So really the time frame hasn't changed. It's just how we're processing the payments. And in retrospect, we probably should have done a better job at communicating this, which was the intent with our bill, but it got left off in the billing process. But we've done our best since then to put notice on Facebook, and our next bill will do a better job at explaining what's going on.
And these are just the bills that are through the mail. The ones that are dropped off in the drop box at City Hall are still processed by the tellers, yes. The cashiers.
Yes. We have currently right now over 15,000 utility accounts. And this is very time consuming for our cashiers. I mean, in the future, you know, there's the potential to maybe have less cashiers or have them focus on more value added tasks. So once again, this is a step in the right direction. Just like online bill pay, you know, we want the more people that pay online, the better it is for the city. And this is another process that helps make us more efficient and more accurate.
This discussion should be at another time. But mm-hmm. There's other people that have asked me because they said that they're the lag time between California and when the city shuts off your water, it's kind of close, and there's issues there.
In defense of that, the utility bills are due by the last day of the month, and we never shut the water off on the first day of the month. So.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Austin.
Thank you.
Further questions from the council?
Is there a line out there already?
Is there a water line in place? Yes.